So far, Benedict XVI's pastoral journey to Poland, the first of his pontificate by choice, has had two very different moments. The first, a meeting with the clergy in Warsaw's cathedral, during which he delivered a speech, strong and complex in content, telling all present to believe in the power of priesthood.
Credete nella potenza del vostro sacerdozio.
In it, he outlined some of the enormous pastoral challenges priests currently face here in Poland, as the 18% unemployment rate leads to the enacting of a brain drain. Piotr, a 32-year-old taxi driver with a university degree, regretfully described this phenomenon to me at length. My schoolmates, he said with an audible sigh, have all left Poland. Some have gone to Germany, others to Britain in search of a better future, a social situation which triggers family breakups. And one, the Holy Father stressed, priests should not remain indifferent to as they go about their pastoral ministry. But he also spoke of the expectations of the faithful. The priest is not asked, he said, to be an expert in economics or politics, but in all things spiritual. And again, he should be a witness to his faith. Witness to that faith Poland has offered some outstanding examples of in the course of the 20th century, such as Cardinal Stefan Wyszyński, who, the Pope's dead, stood up to the forces of darkness at the time of the communist regime, a totalitarian regime which lasted for almost half a century, and one which seems is not yet a ghost of the past, if Pope Benedict still feels the need to highlight how this historical context gives rise to the subtle tendency of hiding behind a mask of hypocrisy. The second moment of Pope Benedict's day was an evening ecumenical meeting in Warsaw's Lutheran Church of the Holy Trinity, which rather significantly took place on the first day of the Holy Father's visit to an overwhelmingly Catholic nation. Illustrating how he has not forgotten, he set the restoration of full visible unity among Christians as a priority of his pontificate. And so it is that on this occasion he met with the Polish Council for Ecumenism, founded in 1946, on the initiative of a Lutheran pastor, which today embraces seven churches. Together with them, the Pope drew attention to two areas of interest. First of all, the great progress made at a grassroots level when it comes to offering help and respect to the needy, the poor, the defenseless. And secondly, the appreciation of a document currently being drafted presenting common teaching on marriage and family life, establishing principles acceptable to all interdenominational marriages, and indicating a common program of pastoral care. A charged agenda, then, for this first day in Poland for Pope Benedict XVI, who comes here in the footsteps of the late Pope John Paul II to ignite the strength of the faith, a theme he'll certainly touch on Friday, 26th of May, when he celebrates the first Mass of his journey in Warsaw's Pilsudski Square. From Poland, Veronika Skierzbrick, Vatican Radio.
Słowa Ewangelii według świętego Jana.